it's talking about like some can become spiritual, some can become celestial through the process of regeneration, but the Lord alone is born a spiritual celestial man. So it comes down to, what is the spiritual celestial man? What actually is that? And so the spiritual celestial man is the Word. It is divine truth. You know, well, it's truth born of a divine origin or a celestial origin. Again, removing the idea of person, even in relation to the Lord, and coming back to the text alone is that, you know, that the Word alone is a spiritual celestial man, because it binds both what is celestial and what is spiritual together. And that's what this spiritual celestial man is. It is that which binds both. Now, because the Lord, so coming back to the Lord in the world in the process of glorification, because the Lord, okay, so it comes down to the human of the Lord. So you have, there are a number of them. You have the Mary human. You have the human taken from the Father, which was then glorified, and that becomes the divine human. It is the human taken from the Father that is begotten of the Father. That is the divine truth of the divine good. And because that human partakes of the natural level of the Word and the divine itself, it can be, the Word then can be made divine, or the Lord can be made divine at the natural level of existence. So it's this Benjamin and Joseph connection that binds them. So the best way I think of explaining this is that we come to the text. The text appears natural to us initially. It's, you know, historical. The process is one of working with that. And as you work with it, what is represented by Benjamin starts to arise, which is seeing things more in a spiritual kind of light. And so the things of person, place, time, and space, which are the Mary human, are being cast off, so that the Word then begins to be seen more in terms of what is represented by Benjamin, which is of a higher spiritual quality and origin. And so these are shifts that take place in our own perception of the text. And as that grows, so what Benjamin represents is the idea, is a recognition now that it's from the Lord, that, that the Word is from the Lord. What Joseph represents is that it actually is the Lord. And it's Joseph that is primary in the actual hierarchy, for want of another term. But it's the good that Joseph represents that's flowing in, and what motivates our search in the text, which is Benjamin arising out of it. And as that good, which is love to the Lord, represented more in the celestial love, which is what Joseph is, Benjamin is more connected with love of the neighbor at this point, but the two are coming together and are coming into connection with each other. So that's what the Lord in the world illustrated through his life, was these dynamics of what is involved in the Word. Brings me to a point about so from a logopraxis perspective, from a process perspective, loving the Lord as opposed to loving the neighbor. Okay, so just trying to understand a distinction in terms of our responsiveness to the text, if you like. To love the neighbor is to recognize, is to intellectually acknowledge that the text is the Lord. But the actual state, while that acknowledgement can be done intellectually, the actual state is that it is from the Lord. So the text is from the Lord, and I can intellectually kind of acknowledge that it is the Lord. The loving the Lord aspect is, there's no question that it is the Lord. And that's the difference of quality between the two levels, the celestial and the spiritual level, in terms of how we experience things in this work. And that's the difference between Joseph and Benjamin.